Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is indeed the broadcast for September the 18th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is hour two at two, and the goal always, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, the checks and balances, the grand key. By the way, were you aware that yesterday was Constitution Day? September the 17th, what a wonderful day, should be celebrated, but sadly ignored by those breaking the Sabbath. All right, Trump treks to the United Nations, pretends to go ahead and have UN reform. Good luck, it'll never work. Donald, you're so deceived by the swamp, you can't drain the swamp. Tragic but true. Our prayers are that Roy Moore wins in Alabama. We need another good, honest, law-abiding, moral, God-fearing senator. All right, Kurt, we got to talk about racism. We got to talk about riots. We got to talk about all that garbage again and again and again and again and again. Bottom line is this. They tell you that I'm a racist. It's a lie. But here's the deal. A, quote, volunteer firefighter in Ohio has been suspended without pay after posting on Facebook that he would rather save a dog from a burning building over a black man. In other words, he'd rather save a dog from a burning building before he'd save a black man. And then it goes on to talk about a dog's worth more than a million black people. He uses the quote N-word to describe them and all this kind of stuff. Kurt, I don't even comprehend. They tell you that I'm a racist, that I'm a hater, but I don't even comprehend. First off, when we talk about a man versus a dog, I don't know why you put a color in front of the man, first of all. Secondly, why would you ever save a dog over a human? Third, is this a real story, Kurt, in the news, or is this some provocateur agenda? In other words, you wonder what's going on with some of these things. Is it done to just provoke a division, a hatred? What's the purpose of all this? And I don't see any value. But, Kurt, I don't care what color the person is. I will always protect people above animals. Not that I don't care for animals. I care for animals, too. But what kind of a story is this in the first place? And what does, even if it is a real case, what does bringing it to the consciousness of the nation accomplish? Is there any value here? I don't get it.
Well, in my opinion, Sam, it's all part of the whole, if you stir them up, like this is bad lawyers and bad judges like this kind of thing. They want to stir people up because it makes them money. If you get people fighting against each other, beating people up or hurting people, then, hey, there's a lot of fuel for the whole, quote, justice
system.
Yeah,
you're right. Lawyers and judges, but you got to also add media people to that, too, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right, because you've got to remember the whole phrase, if it bleeds, it leads. And that's what you like here, or in my opinion, what you don't like here,
that's right,
about this story.
Now, my response is I reject the use of the N-word. I reject the use of any derogatory term towards people, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
Secondarily, I don't care what color the person is here. I don't care if it's a man or a woman, and I don't care what color. The idea that we would save a dog above a person is insanity.
That's right.
And furthermore, though, to try to elevate dogs to people status is disaster. But we should care for the animals, too. See if they'll twist my statements and say Sam doesn't care about animals.
Good point.
But I don't even understand when we say would save a dog over a black man or whatever else, as if color has to do with whether you would save somebody or not. Kurt, I would save any person, any time, to the best of my ability. I don't care if they're any color. I don't care if they're male or female. I don't care if they agree with me politically. I don't care about any of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd try to save a dog, too.
Imagine that, Sam.
But if I had to choose between a dog and a person, I would choose the person, Kurt.
Yeah. Imagine that. That's just way out idea. Huh?
Racist stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it just shows
Now, what they'll try to do is they'll try to do something like this. Would you save a black man or a white man, Sam?
Yeah, good point.
Because they want to divide, right? You want to know my answer? I'd do my best to save them both. Yeah. And if that was not possible, I would save whichever one I thought I had a better chance of saving, me and that person. In other words, I'd try to go for the least death possible. In other words,
right.
I don't want to die helping one of them so that two of us die. The goal is to preserve three lives, right? I would do my best to preserve as much life as I possibly could, and I'd make the best decision that I could. And by the way, race would have nothing to do with it. If the black man was closer to me or an easier way to help than the white man, then I'd help the black man. If the white man was in an easier position to help or whatever you want to say, I'd help the white man. In other words, I'd do my best to preserve everybody.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't decide I'm going to go help the white man but not the black man. Or I wouldn't go decide to help the black man but not the white man. I just intelligently say, where could I be the best help and what could I do to preserve everybody the best we can?
Yeah.
I'll give you an example. If it was in the water, and let's say I had foreknowledge, and I knew the white man could swim, the black man couldn't swim, then I'd try to help the black man, because I figure that I might be able to save the black man, and the white man might be able to save himself. If the opposite was true, though, and the white man couldn't swim, and the black man could, then I'd try to help the white man. Why? Because the black man could probably save himself easier than the white man. But what they would tell you is if I tried to help the white man that couldn't swim, that I was leaving the black guy to die. See, they're lying, folks. It isn't true. I would do my best to preserve all life. And I'm pro-life, and I would do my best. And I'd basically try to save the white man, the black man, and the dog. If I could. I don't know if that's possible for me. I mean, I'm not Superman. But I would certainly pray hard and do my very best. And I'd leave the rest up to the Lord, and I'd try to preserve as much life as I possibly could. Now, you cat haters out there. I mean, dog haters out there. I'd try to save the cat, too, by the way. Just so we don't divide on dog lovers versus cat lovers, okay? And just making a point, this is crazy. I don't even know why this story makes mainstream press. The reason that I highlight it is because we need to focus on working together, not dividing. And every headline they come up with divides, divides, divides. You heard about the black or the white volunteer firefighter that would save the dog over a black man. You hear that, but you don't hear about this Mexican guy giving his generator to a white lady, do you, Kurt? Why not?
No.
We talked about that last
hour.
Well,
they just don't have the resources that we can.
Well, I'd expend the same resources and promote the getting together, working together, love and kindness to one another story than the other one. The other one's whacked out and doesn't represent anything we believe.
Good point, Sam.
Anyway, I think the firefighter should be suspended. And, frankly, I don't want anything to do with the guy. I think he's a nut. I don't know why you would ever make such salacious, offensive, hostile statements in the first place. By the way, the United States is not pulling out of the Paris Climate Agreement after all, Kurt. Now, there's a big battle about this. Donald says he is pulling out. The mainstream press says that he's not. His administration says that he's not. The law says he can't pull out, supposedly, until like 2020 anyway. What do you think is going to happen here, Kurt?
I think he's pulling out.
You do, huh? Well, I pray you're right, but predict you're wrong.
Well, it's part of that whole, you know, that you hope for the best. You know what I mean? That you wish for the best.
I hope for the best and wish for the best, but I don't have a lot of.
Yeah.
Well, my hope is without merit because of what I've seen. I'm a little too jaded.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I hope he does, but I'm just telling you right now, you're not going to pull out of the climate accord while you're headed to the United Nations for acceptance. You know?
That's a good point.
So all I'm telling you is you just can't have it both ways. Okay? Now, I pray Donald does pull out of it, and I hope he gets it done. I hope he puts America first. Now, by the way, there's a former St. Louis police officer, Kurt.
Uh-huh.
Jason Stockley is his name, and I guess there's a black drug dealer that got shot, and this guy's white. And so he got not guilty. And now they're rioting all over St. Louis. Days and days of riots. It's all over the news. Here's the deal.
So you mean they're sitting on corners holding signs? Or do you mean they're like burning things?
They're like burning things and
stuff.
Blowing things up and causing fires and surrounding the mayor's house and shattering windows. They're getting crazy, Kurt. Now, here's the question that I have, though.
And who's stopping them? Who's putting them in jail and stuff like this?
The local
police. Criminal activity. Are they really?
Yeah.
Or are they just letting them do it?
Well, they're arresting them.
Oh.
And they are doing their best to stop it. Whether they're doing enough or not, I don't know.
Yeah.
But the bottom line, though, is what they highlight here is a white cop and a black drug dealer. But they just tell you about how evil a white cop is and how the black guy's the good dude that got wrongfully murdered. They don't tell you the black guy was a drug dealer, that he slammed into the cop car and that he created a high-speed chase, putting people's lives in jeopardy and everything else. They don't tell you all the details of the reality.
Mm-hmm.
That's the tragic
part.
Well,
if they did, Sam, then people would be more informed and wouldn't jump to conclusions.
Now, I don't care if one guy's white and one guy's black or not. The question is what's right and wrong in the case based on the rules of law.
Yeah.
Isn't that what we should focus on?
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's LibertyNewsRadio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Violent riots continue in St. Louis, in the heartland of America, ladies and gentlemen. Tragic but true. I don't know why they're talking about the white status of the police officer and the black status of the drug dealer and why they're acting like the drug dealer's a good guy and the cop's the bad guy. Nevertheless, I guess they say that he was not guilty of first-degree murder. Now, the problem is that the rioters are getting violent. They're out of control. BLM or Black Lives Matter protesters, I guess, attacked the mayor's house, threw rocks at police. They expressed their outrage by setting fires, smashing store windows, attacking police cars and police officers, and blocking traffic. At least 11 police officers were injured, including one female officer. I guess she had her jaw broken because a rioter threw a brick and hit her. A local reporter was also attacked, and several dozen rioters have been arrested on a variety of charges. So I think they're arresting Kurt, but they're not cracking down hard enough, in my humble opinion. Now, believe it or not, this was so bad, the police were unable to provide security for two concerts. U2 and Ed Sheeran concerts both got canceled because they're just not in a position to be able to provide security. And the only right thing to do, says U2 and Ed Sheeran, they say we just have security concerns. It's not wise for us to proceed with the concerts. So these rioters, these thugs, these ne'er-do-wells agitating in the streets of America, literally shutting down concerts, beating up cops, violating private property rights. If this doesn't explain the comments that Donald Trump made before that there are extremism efforts on all sides causing problems. This highlights that to the nth degree, Kurt. There's not, quote, white supremacists rioting. Okay? The conservatives, Kurt, the constitutionalists, the God-fearing moral people, the Christians, they don't run out and riot. They don't run out and commit property rights violations. They don't threaten and carry out violent acts, Kurt. And they don't defy the cops. But this is happening, and it's happening day after day. It's the third day of rioting last night going on in St. Louis. This is epic, Kurt. And if we're not very careful, this is going to basically the hatred that has been fostered in the black communities for the whites is now coming to overflow status, if you will. This is serious. And you know what? This center stage, center of the country, epic rioting reality may just spill into city after city after city after city if we're not very careful. Because the mainstream press, and as you wisely point out, lawyers and judges, I got to add politicians and media personnel to this too, have agitated and funded and trained this group, these Antifa, these Black Lives Matters, these Black Panthers, these gay and lesbian groups, these hate groups. They've literally agitated them to the point where they're literally carrying out their actions almost on a daily basis in America now. We have a new world, Kurt, and this is changing before our very eyes. And I'm telling you right now, if they continue it, you'll see it come to a city or a theater near you. I pray it isn't true, but I predict that it is, Kurt, if this continues. Do you want to respond to this, Kurt?
Well, you know, I just look at it and think it's too bad. When you see this kind of thing going on, like you say, when we see a good story, we like to tout it because we hope that folks will maybe do that again. You know, they'll do more of it.
I would pray so.
And what happens so many times in these instances, you see this and then, you know, this bad stuff gets pushed and pushed and push some more.
If you don't believe me, while the rioters were in the streets for the third night, surrounding the mayor's house, breaking windows, assaulting people, destroying property and everything else, you got Lily Tomlin, Dolly Parton, and Jane Fonda all viciously attacking Donald Trump at the Emmys. It turned into a 100% political TV event. So while the rioters are in the streets, the TV media and the Emmy Awards and everything else, they're all backing this literal hostility towards the Donald. Now, I don't like some of the things Donald's doing, but I respect the office of the presidency of the United States. I will celebrate the good Donald does. I will, based on principle, tell you when I think he's off base and why, in an effort to educate so that we can all learn to support the supreme law of the land better. To support the Christian principles that we believe in America and to stand for God, family, and country, you bet, based on principle. But I'm not here to attack anyone. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even here to attack Jane Fonda, Dolly Parton, or Lily Tomlin. I'm just saying I don't know why they are agitating in this, quote, Emmy Award. It was supposed to be like an entertainment fest, you know, festive event or whatever, celebrating the success of entertainers and such like that. It turned into nothing but a political attack, 100% political event, attacking the Donald. While in the streets, they're attacking the mayor and the cops and all things good. Now, did this cop commit a bad act based on race? I don't know, Kurt. I don't think so. At least I respect the rule of law, and the jury said no. Mm-hmm. Now, question is, was it a jury? That's a whole nother topic. But all I'm telling you is that I can't do anything except for ask Donald Trump to create a presidential commission to look into these cases. That's the way that we law-abiding citizens would go about if we believe there's an issue. We would create the freedomcoalition.com and would encourage the president to create a commission, a presidential commission to look into these issues. We don't riot in the streets and beat up cops and reporters and destroy property, Kurt. That's not the way we act in America. We reject such action and push for peaceful resolution. But anyway, it's very interesting indeed. Anyway, I don't know where we go from there. But we talked about this Read My Lips moment, Patrick J. Buchanan article. We only had time to really kind of highlight it on Friday's broadcast before we ended, Kurt. Did you have more you want to discuss on this? Read My Lips moment for Donald Trump, writes Patrick J. Buchanan. Kurt?
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't heard about this, with this whole DREAM Act and this kind of thing where Donald Trump said, hey, during the campaign, he said all these illegals and that kind of stuff are going back, there's going to be a wall, all this kind of stuff. And yet now it's been reported that he's making a deal with the Democrats, Schumer and Pelosi in particular, and, to let the whole DREAM Act, in other words, these youngsters that were brought here by their parents, let them stay. And so Pat Buchanan's saying this is sort of like when one of the Bushes, I forget which one it was, said, hey, read my lips, no new taxes. And then, he went against what he said. And so that's Pat's contention, is this may be one of those situations. What do you think, Sam?
I think that this is right. And I don't really understand Donald Trump's position. He says he wants to drain the swamp. He says the media is an enemy of the people. He says he wants to lower taxes. He says he wants to put a border wall up and stop the illegal immigration. He says all these things, but you know what? Every one of them seems to be a read my lips moment, doesn't it, Kurt?
There
I'm
sure
having a hard time finding anything that Donald's even done that's good.
We try,
But even the good things that you can point to, I would come back. I'll give you an example. Judge Gorsuch, oh, incredible. He got a Supreme Court justice that's really conservative on the bench. Yeah. What has Gorsuch done for you, Kurt?
He's a CFR guy, too.
That's right, but what has he done for you?
Well,
do you know of a pivotal case where he's made the difference, a pro-life or something?
I haven't seen it.
All right, he's stopping the immigration from these terrorist countries. But all he's done is just thrown an executive order that's been tied up in the courts. It's kind of like the health care issue. Well, he was going to abolish health care. It's Congress's fault that he doesn't. We've articulated many ways that he could abolish it today.
Yeah.
So what I mean is, how many of these efforts are genuine efforts to make a difference, stymied by the swamp, versus, if he doesn't drain the swamp and if all these things are just caught up, you kind of wonder, is it by design to get credit for something that never happens?
Good point.
That's what the Republicans did. They told you they were for all these things to get elected, and now we find out they're not.
Yep.
Similar kind of playbook idea, right? So I'm not here to attack the Donald, but I am here to wonder what's genuine. And when we talk about read my lips, you kind of wonder. All right, now, we told you last week about the ESPN guy that said Donald Trump was a white supremacist, right, Kurt?
Yeah.
More mainstream press manipulators pile on. Celebrity chef Anthony Bourdain, is that how you say his name? B-O-U-R-D-A-I-N, Bourdain.
Okay.
Claimed last week that he would serve poison to President Trump if he ever got the chance to feed the president.
Wow.
What? Hold on. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. A federal court in the Windy City has issued an injunction against the Department of Justice efforts to deny funding to jurisdictions that refuse to cooperate with federal immigration authorities. The judge ruled that the Attorney General, quote, exceeded his authority to impose new conditions on cities that get grant money for police departments. The Department of Justice issued guidelines in July that only allowed grants to jurisdictions that allow federal immigration officials into detention facilities and provide 58 hours notice before releasing inmates wanted by federal authorities. That kind of pressure isn't rare. Some states didn't get highway funds if they didn't lower the speed limit to 55. There's a bipartisan move in Congress to overturn the president's ban on transgender soldiers. Among those in favor of breaking the ban, Senator John McCain, who noted that less than 1% of Americans are volunteering to join the military. We should welcome anyone who is able to serve their country as long as they can meet the medical and readiness standards of the U.S. military. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
Audio Compass is the perfect software solution for remote broadcasting. Consider Audio Compass for sporting events, talk show hosts, sound bites from the field, and more. Allow Audio Compass to transfer low-delay, crystal-clear audio over the Internet. AudioCompass.com.
There is a place you can go to get up to speed quickly on all the stories that matter to freedom-loving people. GovernAmerica.com features news and commentary about Agenda 21, technocracy, the economy, border violence, and more. Go to GovernAmerica.com. That's GovernAmerica.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. All kinds of crazy news going on in the country. We're talking about violent riots continue in St. Louis. We're talking about 11 police officers plus were injured. The police were unable to provide security for two concerts. Lily Tomlin, Jane Fonda, Dolly Parton, all attacking. Read my lips, moment for Donald, writes Pat Buchanan. There's just divisions everywhere, Kurt.
Yeah, and you don't really know. I mean, all you got to do is, I guess, you've got to do what we can to promote the idea of peace and harmony and working together and making America great again.
Yeah, that's pretty hard, though, because the celebrity chef, Anthony Bourdain, claimed that if he got the chance to cook food for the Donald, for the president, he would poison his food. Now, imagine saying something like that. I reject that. I wouldn't poison anyone's food. Okay, this is just wrong. Now, a CNN commentator, Mark Lamont, adds to the fire, says, absolutely, Donald Trump is a white supremacist. What do you think of all that, Kurt? I mean, these guys are unhinged. They're crazy. They say these things. There's no accountability for their actions. This is just, I agree that people could say what they want, but there's over-the-line stuff. When you start to say that you would literally poison someone's food at some point, that becomes a threat. I'm for free speech, but there's appropriateness to your free speech, and at some point, when does it become a threat? A tragic situation.
Remember the deal about the play in, what was it? I think it was in New York earlier this year, where, you know, they basically said it was a Julius Caesar play.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, you see the pictures of it, and they got these people dressed in suits and stuff, and I'm like, what? That's not Julius Caesar.
Well, Donald was in Julius Caesar days.
Yeah. And then they, you know, basically kill, you know, Donald Trump in the thing because they say, well, it's like he's Julius Caesar, you know, here.
Uh-huh.
And then you got that, comedian who did the whole fake head of Donald Trump thing, all bloodied and everything, and took a picture of it. Yeah, I mean, there's just so much of this out of control.
But again, as long as the American people allow the mainstream press to have their way, that's what you'll get more and more and more of, ladies and gentlemen. Chris in Utah wants to chime in. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Sam. Hi, Kerry. Hey, good to talk to you guys this morning. No, I think they're going to make Trump a Herbert Hoover this time.
In other words, the fall guy?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Why do you think he's in office? Why do you think they gave him $4.5 billion of free media coverage? They didn't give that to Ron Paul. If they had, he would have been our president. You know that.
I agree with all that. And I've warned about the Donald. I've warned about the Donald from the beginning, as you have. The difference is I've given Donald credit when he does something good.
Well, you talk about the Paris Accord. It sounds as if that can't even be withdrawn from until 2020.
Well, that's what they claim. I don't believe it, though. No one makes United States rules, my friend. That in and of itself is a lie.
Well, and if that's the case, why didn't he abolish the Environmental Protection Agency along with
them? That's exactly right, because he doesn't want to drain the swamp. He doesn't have the courage to get it done, and it's not his true agenda.
But the only thing that these conspirators need to do is convince the people that he's making an effort to do so. That way, when the economy takes a downturn, they can blame it on him and say, oh, see what happens when you turn your back on the...
Yeah, electing Donald Trump was a way to kind of have the safety valve so that the American populace doesn't boil over in anger against the politicians is what's happening.
Exactly.
All right. Anyway, Mark Lamont attacks him for being a white supremacist, derailing the issue. I guess now a judge may keep Sheriff Joe Arpaio's conviction despite the Trump pardon. See?
Well, how can he do that?
Easy. Just ignore the president. What are you going to do about it?
Well, it seems...
What are you going to do about it, Chris? Kurt, what are you going to do about it, Donald?
Hey, you know what? Here's what he can do about it, and I'll make this comment.
Yeah, but he won't, though. Hold on. You're exactly right, but he won't do it because it's not his agenda. See, he could meet with Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby and Richard Mack and other folks leading the Freedom Coalition and set up a presidential commission to look into these out-of-control judges, but he won't do it. How do I know? Well, I've sent open letters to Donald that have got wide publicity and wide coverage. I've even had personal friends that I know that are involved in the Trump administration deliver directly to Donald my letters. But Donald ignores my letters. Now, there was an 11-year-old boy that sent a letter to the Donald asking to mow the White House lawn. Donald got his letter, took action. The little boy mowed the lawn and spent time in the Rose Garden with the Donald over the weekend. Did you see that?
Yeah, but that's good for photo ops.
Okay, so that little kid, 11 years old, can get his letter straight to the Donald, but Sam Bushman can't? And Sam's got friends of the administration to some degree, right? Or at least that have a relationship with the administration. This is what I mean. It's all a big lie. So he pardons the Donald, but a judge might overturn it, and there's no presidential commission to look into the propriety of that or impropriety of that.
Yeah.
It's crazy. All right, any final thoughts, Chris?
Well, so I admonish people to get prepared for difficult economic times. I think they're coming. But here's the thing. Donald Trump could abolish Roe versus Wade today. And I'm just a simple window washer, as you guys know. I'm a man of no high station. Donald Trump should be smart enough to be able to figure this out. He could just basically call a press conference, declare to the American people that Roe versus Wade on its face is null and void because it was a decision made outside of the boundaries of the Constitution, and therefore not on his presidential authority or any governmental authority, on the authority of the Constitution itself, which is the supreme law of the land, he could declare to the American people as a citizen of the United States that this never was valid and never will be valid because it is not only contrary to the Constitution, it's contrary to the authority of the creator of the universe, and that's God. And you cannot override God's law with man's law.
You're spot on, but Donald won't do it.
No, he won't. He doesn't have the courage. That's why, I mean, it takes courage to be in his position, and I'm afraid he just doesn't have what it
takes. Hey, by the way, did you hear that Amazon now hosts the Defense Department's most sensitive data?
Oh, yeah. They got a million-dollar contract for that.
And I guess Amazon now slashed over 900 negative reviews of Hillary Clinton's book.
Yep.
But see, the conservatives have no alternative to Amazon and Google and Facebook and YouTube and all these big media moguls. The new media is taking center stage by the bigwigs, by the government in bed with huge entrepreneur philanthropists, and the patriots have no alternative. and the small alternative we do have is about to get shut down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, that's what...
We're about to close Liberty News Daily because there's no support for it.
Oh, great. Now you're making me feel guilty, Sam and Kurt.
Oh, let's just shut it down. Nobody wants it anyway. Everybody's just too delighted to watch the Emmy Awards and watch Donald get attacked and then run around and watch the rioting in the streets and the perversion everywhere. Everybody's delighted for that. Everybody's got money for a cable bill, a Netflix bill, and no money for the new media, right?
All right. Well, let me work on that, guys.
With a rare exception. All right. Thanks, Chris.
All right, guys.
All right, Kurt, what do you say? Amazon now hosts the most sensitive data of the Defense Department. You cool with that?
Well, I mean, you got to understand, like, we know for sure that there's a separation between Amazon and our government, Sam. And when our government gives somebody a bunch of money, it's not like they get certain privileges from them. And the other way around, of course, when, you know, a big company like Amazon would receive a bunch of government money, it's not like they would give certain privileges.
Then why would they slash the 900 negative reviews of Hillary's book?
Well, Sam, that's just a little, you know.
You want me to tell you why?
Look over there, Sam. I mean,
there's a bunch of white supremacists making their negative reviews. They don't even deserve a place at the table, buddy.
That's right. That's right.
A bunch of conservative, constitutional, believing, whacked out crazies.
Isn't it amazing?
By the way, Kurt, did you know that Mexican Independence Day is now one of Vegas's biggest weekends?
I did see that, Sam.
You cool with that?
Sure doesn't. Well, that along with Constitution Day is a big day in Vegas, right, Sam? I
mean, Constitution Day?
Yeah, you know, a big celebration down there.
Well, I was going to do a big old event on Constitution Day until I found out it was on the Sabbath, and then I thought we'd work on it next year.
Yeah, good point.
Because I have better things to do on the Sabbath than even Constitution Day.
Yes, you do.
Now, don't get me wrong. Constitution Day is important, and I'll celebrate it another day and do my best to highlight it, but... I had to go to church to spend time with my family yesterday. See, it's God, family, and country in that order for a reason.
Imagine that.
By the way, California is poised to become a sanctuary state, Kurt. You okay with that?
A sanctuary state? You know, this is one solution. You could just basically make California the place where they could do all the... crazy communist kind of things. But what we need them to do is make sure they're running on their own, kind of like Venezuela, you know. Pretty soon those Californians would be trying to raise rabbits for food, I think.
Be like the Territory of California or something like that?
Yeah.
Huh.
That.
All right, by the way, there's a BLM agent in the news. Kurt has details. Not Black Lives Matter either.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, BLM means two things. Sometimes it's Black Lives Matter. I believe all lives matter, but nevertheless, there you go. This is BLM, Bureau of Land Management. There's an agent there by the name of Dan Love, Kurt.
Well, yeah, and this guy, Sam, well, according to the KSL piece, that's probably sourced from AP, well, he was a, they say he played a command role in the federal agent's 2014 standoff with Nevada rancher and, they say, states' rights figure Cliven Bundy. Well, anyway, this guy no longer works for the agency. Spokeswoman Megan Crandall said this to the Associated Press. Crandall didn't answer questions about the timing or circumstances of his departure and said this is all because of federal privacy laws, you know. And they're all careful about keeping the law there in federal agencies, of course. A lawyer for Love is... You know, the individual's name is Lisa Klein, didn't immediately return messages seeking comment, and there was no, well, answer at a phone number listed for the guy. But he still worked for the agency on August 24th, they say, when a federal investigative report was released saying he handed out, get this, valuable stones known as Moki marbles to colleagues and a contractor like candy, as one witness told investigators. Imagine a federal agent doing something against the law. Anyway, they say the story goes on. The rocks are unique geological formations of iron oxide. I'll tell you all about it. But then they say it also found that Love told an employee to delete emails that can, I mean, this is
well, here's the problem. I appreciate them getting rid of Dan Love, but the problem is they're covering up all the details of his criminal activity. So we need you know, the same accountability for Hillary, and we need to find out the truth about Love, and what they're doing is hiding behind this quote cloak of government secrecy, right, Kurt?
That's the way I can see it, Sam.
And now this guy's tied to the Ammon Bundy case. We told you there was fraudulent judges. We're trying to look into this, and we're asking Donald to help us with the presidential commission. Where's the Donald, Kurt? He's too busy hanging out with the boy mowing the lawn in the rose garden to pay attention to us, my friend.
Wow.
As Chris said, those make fine media ops, though, don't they, Kurt? With the media that you hate and say he's the enemy of the people.
Yeah, good point, Chris.
All right, anything more on this Dan Love scandal?
I don't see anything more except, you know, they do say the Bundy cattle roundup pitted weapon-toting, get this part, Bundy
government
supporters.
Officials. What?
That's the way they do it first. They say weapon-toting
government
Bundy
officials.
Supporters.
Now I'm doing that on purpose. Say it again.
I know, but then at least they follow it against heavily armed BLM agents.
Yeah, but weapon-toting versus heavily armed. Heavily armed is the good guys, needfully so, because of the weapon-toting.
Yeah.
See, they're manipulating the game here. What if you changed it? Weapon-toting government officials and then heavily armed patriots. Defense patriots, kind of. See,
and
it's
says,
all in the wordsmithing,
and,
folks.
It says they gave up efforts to collect Bundy cattle for non-payment of grazing fees. So, in other words, you know, it's like a library fine that the government just said, oh, we'll just let it go, right?
Anyway, Daniel Love is involved in the scandal, and that points to scandals with the whole Ammon Bundy / Cliven Bundy and friends fiasco down there that took place in Nevada. And there's trials going on and coming up right now. Like the third time is the charm. They're going to keep trying them until they get convictions. Donald needs to look into the hostile, abusive of the system judges. There's no greater crime than using your insider government position like a judge to go against the people and violate the law. Anyway, there you have it.
Well, and the key thing, at least another part to remember about this story, it says right there, it also found this, you know, where they studied in this deal that this guy told an employee to delete emails. That means get rid of evidence is what that means.
Yeah, but Hillary
and
did that too.
Like fraud. I know. And yet you and I, man, if we did that, hey, we're going to be, you know, well, I mean, we would probably be put in jail without even a trial like our buddies, the Bundys, right?
Factual. You could say without a trial, but they've already been not guilty in many other situations, too, though. So it's not only without a trial, but it's also with former not guilty verdicts in their favor.
That's right. And then they still keep them.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. And then we say, Donald, can you help us with this crisis, this wrong in America? And Donald's like, nope, mowing the lawn. You know?
Yeah, great point.
All right, Dateline Salt Lake City's in the news, Kurt.
Well, yeah, and this, you know, I bring this up. This is a another solar panel story, solar powered. But I bring this up because of... Well, a number of issues. The headline reads, Salt Lake City installs over 750 new solar panels on seven city buildings. You know, they're, you know, tight for cash there in Salt Lake. And these include five fire stations. They've got newly installed solar panels thanks to a $500,000 city investment. Let's see, 500,000. Anyway, the new installations double the total number of Salt Lake's municipal facilities with solar energy, up to 14 now. And they're part of the city's goal to reach 100% renewable energy for community electricity supply by 2032. The mayor up there, well, she's a lesbian, by the way. Anyway, she said in a prepared statement that... Salt Lake City is committed to powering our government operations and ultimately the whole community with 100% renewable energy. This latest round of projects puts solar panels in seven distinct parts of the city, increasing access and visibility to the transition to clean energy that is underway. And they tell you where they are. Then she went, they quote Salt Lake Fire Chief Carl Lieb. He said this, he said, of course, the Salt Lake City Fire Department is committed to making an impact on emergency scenes and in crisis situations, but our team is also committed to promoting the environmental sustainability goals of our city and community. Yeah, and if he's not, the mayor's going to get rid of him. But he went on to say, we work tirelessly to make positive impacts for people today, every day, and we want to consider future generations as well. They say in total they've got 756 solar panels that were installed at a total cost of about $500,000. So,
is this good news, bad news? What's your take on this, Kurt?
Well, in my opinion, you know, unless when you still leave the government and that whole stuff involved in the whole solar panel world, it's a problem. But I would say this, that at least when you see things like the government that typically is promoting the whole grid system, actually doing something that would mean they might, with just a little step further, they could actually equip each one of these areas with the power that they need in case of a disaster to the grid, so that then they could be, what would you call them, Sam? Power efficient or power independent? And they
might
even... Yeah,
good point.
Even,
that is a positive. My only issue is if solar energy could stand on its own without government funding, in other words, if it was really beneficial, meaning profitable, then I'd be supporting the efforts. In other words, sustainable, but it's not, is the problem.
Yeah, they say they've got about 60... They believe there's now about 60,000 solar panels installed in the Salt Lake City community.
Yeah, okay, we got to hurry. So bottom line, Kurt Crosby installed solar panels. Are they saving you bunches of bucks?
My power bill was about like a quarter of what it was normally for the first month. I'm working on my second month. That's all I can tell you so far.
Well, hey, cut it by 75%. That's a good start. How much does that save?
For me, that is about $250.
Well, it's hard to figure because you got to kind of do year-round billing to get a reality check on it, right?
For that month, what I expect, you know.
Because I'm just saying that that's in the summer. In the winter, it wouldn't save near as much, right? Because
I use quite a bit during the winter because we got to heat the garage, remember, when we do our illegal business.
But it compares to the summer with AC through your whole house, really?
It's pretty close. When we got to heat that area.
So, Kurt, how much are you saving then, you think? About $150?
Well, at least they say the goal is to eliminate the complete power bill and replace it with your payment for the solar. Like I say, I'm in the second month now, so I can't tell you.
All right, we'll keep an eye on that ball, ladies and gentlemen. Gary Herbert's in the news really quick before the end of the hour, Kurt.
Yeah, Brother Gary, he says he wants the, guys like Lowell Nelson and the Republican Party guys to drop the lawsuit. I say, Gary, you're just part of the big government boys when you do that, you know, the insider boys. But you know, that's what he says. He's real careful about money now, but seems like he's got ways of spending money hand over fist any other ways.
Yeah, like on solar panels. Oh, that's the city. That's not the government.
Yeah.
That's not the Fed.
That's going to be real close.
All right. Anyway, interesting. Well, I guess, so what do you think, Kurt? Are you agreeing with Gary?
Well, no. I mean, yeah. Otherwise, I stand up for spending more money, right? But
yeah, of course
the
you
Republican,
do.
Choice A, choice B. I would say maybe Gary should point out the stupidity of the whole, you know, party system, but he didn't want to do that because he's part of it. But he's not liking the Republican Party Central Committee's action, where they took no action on a resolution to stop the legal fight, and that's for this bill called SB 54, where they want to, change this whole system of voting in the Republican Party. You know, people got active and got rid of a guy like Bob Bennett, and the big boys with the big money didn't like it, Sam.
Well, there you have it. Well, I'm glad Gary Herbert's not trying to make us a sanctuary state, at least. So let's talk about the good
Great
news.
Point,
he didn't
Sam.
Do that.
Yeah, I got to agree with you.
All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Available online, libertyroundtable.com. If you want to help, donate and get involved today. We're about to start shutting down news services because there's not enough money. Patriots don't sustain them, and so they're going away. We'll probably be dropping Liberty News Daily by the end of the month. All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hopefully it was educational and entertaining. Tell all your friends, would you please? LibertyRoundtable.com. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America, but we need your help. This nation shall endure.